Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Put a Sock in It Pod. I'm one of your hosts. I'm one of the two. The other one is currently out of town, but the show must go on. And today, co-host slash guest is Vinny Mui, everyone.
What's up? I'm here for Larry.
This is Larry's sub, and honestly, thank God I was getting sick of him. I needed a little... No, but for the people that don't know you, let's say someone comes up to you and they're just like, hey, I'm Noah. What's your name? What do you do?
I'm Vinny. I'm a content creator slash, you know, creative just person in general. Yeah. I guess it's hard to explain now because, I mean, you know, because like I've kind of been like in this like transition period in a sense. But at the same time, like, I guess people would, if they do know me, they know me from like taking photos.
Right. We first met like both of our like first days in LA, which is crazy.
And no, take that back. I had been working with the boys for like maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So it was my first day in LA when I went to the Hype House and like went to the gym.
That was my first time at the Hype House.
Yeah. That was our both first times at the Hype House. Yeah. And we went to the gym and we're working out together and we were just talking while... And I was like kind of nervous because I was a new kid in town.
Yeah.
And then, and you just look like a, I don't know, like a,
just chilling,
like a chilling person. So I was just like, I'm gonna talk to him. Went and talked to you. We hit it off. And then you ended up like, and you had previously been shooting for like Sway and stuff like that.
Right.
And then like the next week I like joined Sway. Mm-hmm. And cause that was just like my, like,
how long were you home for?
Literally like 3 days.
What? For some reason, it felt like way longer.
I know. I went home. Like, the first time I came out to LA was because Blake DM'd me and was just like, yo, come kick it. Like, and I was like, okay. Like, it was summer anyway. So I was like, I'm not missing anything, like, school-wise. So I did. Came out for a few days. Someone got COVID in the house. So we had to quarantine. someone, not going to say any names, but someone got COVID in the house. And so we all kind of, like, my weekend in LA turned into, like, a week and a half.
Yeah.
Kind of a blessing in disguise, to be fair. Not that they got COVID, like they're good now, but and I'm sure we all kind of had it in that moment. We think we all did. but we like we all just hung out and literally just had like a blast in the house and just kind of chilled, got along. And then when it was like clear to go, I went home, told my parents like what like, look, this is, I kind of got a little taste of it, and it's, like, too good to pass up. And went back for, like, 3 days, packed my stuff, called my coach, and I was like, I'm out. Came back, and then...
You came back, and that's when we went, like, golfing and, like, to Melrose and stuff like
that. Like, one of my first... Well, my very first day, like, as soon as I got into the house, we were shooting for the... Like, my very first, like, photo shoot that, like, to this day, by
that red,
Eli
red.
Russell. Which is iconic because he's killing it now.
Huge.
Yeah, he's been killing it. Just did a collab with Dior and all that stuff. Love Eli. And the shoot was, forgot exactly what it was for. It's, like, on the tip of my tongue. But I loved that shoot. It was one of my favorite shoots to this day.
It was a shoot for Sway, basically. Like, the first Sway shoot.
I think it was, like, like, to bring recognition about, like,
the group,
the Sway Boys, like that kind of thing. Like, who are these guys? It wasn't like set up in like, it wasn't set up by us. It was just like, hey, we like, we know you guys are on the internet. Like, we want to do something covering you guys.
Wait, and how, Vinny, how did you find Sway? Who was the first one that you found?
Yeah,
so that's a good question. So I have to, we have to backtrack to 2019. So I have one of my best friends from like high school. We hung out like, after college, I graduated 2018, after 2018, started hanging out again. We went to a music festival, got introduced to one of his best friends that he had made like from the time that we kind of like were in college, like in different places. And this is my former roommate Bree, she was like, come to LA, like, because we kind of knew each other from the mutual friend. She was like, come to LA, it's different. Like, when you live here, like, that you're in this bubble.
Where are you from?
I'm from San Diego. Gotcha. So, not too far away. But basically, met her, and then we kind of like talked. We were in kind of the same space. And she was like, it's different when you move. And then the opportunity came like middle, like 2019. She was like, hey, our roommate's going to be leaving in November. Would you be interested in moving? And then I was kind of like, I'm down, because at that point I was doing freelance stuff in San Diego, and it felt stagnant in a sense. Like, I was doing it, but also at the same time, the idea of LA kind of was intriguing, because from San Diego, you don't necessarily want to be like, I want to go to LA, because it sounds like beaches, which we have in San Diego,
right?
But like way less people. So it's like, but I ended up moving for opportunities, and basically she got a job at Talent X January 2020. Talent X happens to be the talent agency that founded and the Sway Boys, in a sense. And so she'd been working with them. I wasn't even on TikTok, but then May comes around. She's like, hey, like, we need to shoot merch. Their photographer, they had like kind of, they had a falling out. Like, would you be down to shoot it? And I was like, yeah, I'm down. Did a little like TikTok research like that day, because I was shooting in the afternoon. Went over to the house, shot with them, and then.
Wait, so you had no idea who they were?
No, going into like it. I mean, like, you see them, yeah, but it's like, I was on TikTok, kind of not for like the thirst trappy like dancey stuff, because I was like, that's not my like lane. But it was just like, it was kind of just, you see them, because like that was when the For You page was like feeding.
They were
that.
Huge.
Yeah. And I mean, there at the house, I get there, I don't even know, like, I'm like, do I just direct them to come? And then, but I run into Bryce, and I was like, hey, like, I'm here to shoot the merch, yada, yada, yada. Like, also, like, if you like want to shoot any like normal photos, like, feel like we can go do that if they're not ready. And then, so we actually went to go shoot like solo shots of him in the merch, and then some photos across the street at this like deck. Mm-hmm. It's like this overlook kind of spot. And so we shot photos there, and then he was like, whoa, these are hard.
Was this before the West Hollywood house?
Yeah.
This was like, this is the first Sway house.
Yeah, so this is like,
the one that I lived in for like a month before we had to leave. Okay. And then we went to Appian House, and then Bryce got our power shut off. And then we had to go to these other Bel Air house.
This is like a long time ago.
So this is like, I think back about it, like, do you remember when Bryce got arrested?
Almost exactly 2 years ago.
Wasn't that during?
2 years and like a month ago.
Okay, for the fight?
No. So this goes back. I think the OG. Before fans I came out. Yeah. This is before Noah's time.
Was this the power thing before you came out?
No, I was there for that. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, just a little like clarification on timeline here.
Yeah.
We're in May 2020.
We're in May 2020 before I'm out here. Like, I come in like late June.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So May 2020 is when like Jaden and Bryce both get arrested because of the possession in Texas and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that little
thing. Okay.
And then it's like kind of the downfall of Sway in that kind of case, because they were like, what now? Like, we're losing all these things. Like, people, and like, it also got more people talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also,
blessing
like,
in the curse.
They were just in a weird spot, and they were like, we kind of need a rebrand. And that's kind of where they brought in Blake and I, because Blake was, they brought in Blake like a month before me, because Blake had been around for so long, but just not part of Sway.
Right.
And then Bryce and Blake became friends, and Blake then became a part of Sway. And then Blake kind of like brought me into Sway.
He's like, let's bring another super nice and innocent and won't get into trouble person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they were like a little bit of a rebrand. But so that's kind of how it went down. And then.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were there before.
I was there before. And also literally like a week into hanging out with them. Like, this my second time back at the house. They were like, we're going to do this road trip. Like, we want you to come. And so this is peak COVID. So like all my like work is kind of on standby. And so I was like, I'm down. And then little did I know, this is the trip. I get there that morning, we're supposed to leave. We haven't even booked the Sprinter van yet. So like, I should have taken that as a sign. And then we're 20 hours in, like, we're in Texas at this point. And then that's when all the stuff goes down, like the arrest happens. And it was just like, I didn't really think of it as that big a deal. But then I like see Snapchat headlines and all these things of like, us sitting on the side of the parking lot, just like with the Texas like state patrol guy there, and it was just like, yeah, that was a weird.
Was it scary as shit?
It was scary because I was like, what? I'm the only one over 21 at this point in time too.
Oh, so you could have been like charged,
yeah,
if you were in possession.
Exactly, and it was just like it was. Yeah, I don't know. It's like you can't write that, so you can't make it up. It was just like one of those like in the, I guess maybe not right place, right time, but like it just happened to be there.
Yeah,
wrong scary. Place. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, for real. But
that's that.
That's like, basically.
Wait, and then how did you two start to like link up?
So obviously, like my first day in LA, like literally when Blake told me to come out, like I came out and we basically
worked out.
Yeah, we just went to the Hype House and like worked out. Like this is when like Hype and Sway had like this like camaraderie and it was like an alliance over anything. And then like all it takes is like a little piece of drama to like split them up. And like it was at a point where like Bryce and Thomas, I feel like we're just...
Literally that.
Fuck that. I feel like there was a point in time where I feel like they were like cool for a couple days, and then one of them just decided to be like, "Fuck you!" Okay. Like, and then like just for the sake of getting people like
talking
on the edge of their seat, like wonder how they're doing right now. So it was like
it's pretty smart, honestly.
It was smart and it was fun. It was great marketing, to be fair. But like, I was new to all of it, so I'm like, "What is going on? Like, why? Like,
what's all this drama?"
Yeah, like, why? Like, this is we graduated like high school. Like, this isn't. And so I was kind of confused at the time because I came out and I was like, did I just give up my Division I scholarship for this? Like, and I was like genuinely like,
oh, was this like, yeah, you were out here and then this is when all that like Huddy, Nessa stuff.
The Huddy, Nessa, all that situation. So that was like, that was crazy. But then, yeah, we basically, like my first day, it was just like, we went over to the Hype House, worked out. There were big names there that I was like almost like I was pretty intimidated by just because I was the new kid and like you'd seen these, it's like seeing like a movie star, like you see these people on your screen like all the time and it's like
Nikita,
yeah, and like
Larry,
I mean, like Addison and like Charlie and all of them were there and it's
not
so
Larry.
Not Larry, I didn't care about Larry, but no, but it was pretty like I was like, wow, like this is crazy, you know, you see your whole For You page at this one house,
yeah,
and then like I see Vinny and he's just kind of like over in the corner chilling like just getting his sets and I'm like, he seems dope, so I'm going to go talk to him. Kind of cooked it up for a second, just kind of, he was like, I'm from San Diego. I was like, oh, dope. And then we kind of bonded in, like, the sports world because he grew up playing sports. And then, and then, like, the next week when I came out, we shot Sway merch. And, like, we just kept shooting together. Like, we did some solo things just to, like,
yeah, I was gonna say,
up the Instagram.
How did we get to the point where, like, Vinny starts, like, getting to go on trips with you?
Right.
That's further down. That's
that, cool. Yeah, that's, I mean...
More recent.
Because the rest of 2020 was, like, the rest of 2020 and, like, early 2021 was, like, all...
Sway.
And in LA, because I think COVID was still...
Like, so we weren't traveling, but also, like, we were just kind of... Like, it was at a point, like, when we were first getting to know each other, we would hang out because we were both, like, in the Sway...
Circle,
yeah, like, that kind of thing. And it was just, like, it wasn't, like, two people going off on their own and just hanging out. Like, we were always just all hanging out.
Right.
And then, like, as soon as things kind of started to, like, kind of... Not crumble, but people just started to go their, separate ways.
The two houses and all that
stuff. Yeah, like, two houses, like, they... And then, yeah, it kind of led to this one thing of, like... You know, people were going down different paths of like career wise and stuff like that. And Vinny and I were kind of like on the same page of like what we wanted to do and like what we wanted to accomplish. And so when things started to open up, then that's when like that's kind of like when I started to get into like fashion and figuring out like how to like what next, you know, like you had TikTok. I can't do TikTok forever. And it's like, it may be around forever. Who knows? It's a very powerful app. Yeah. But, like, I didn't want to, like... There was a point where, like, there were talks of it getting banned. Like, we were all in the car, like, when it, like, got banned for a second. We were like, what do we do? Like, we just lost our jobs.
President Trump was going to try to...
Yeah. So that was kind of a scary thing. So I was like, I don't want to feel that again. Like, I want to be able to pivot into anything. And so I started getting into fashion. And then when the world
isn't this around the time you started doing YouTube, too?
That was kind of... Like, I remember, yeah, because Noah was, like... It was like, hey, like, we rock with each other. Like, I know you kind of get it in a sense. Like,
oh, yeah.
Can you help me kind of with filming the YouTube content. And then so that kind of I guess started things off, because we were hanging out already.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's what he said. He was like, I like hanging out with you already, like, and we work well together. Do you want to just help me on YouTube stuff?
At the time, were you just like helping out all the boys with like shooting stuff in different ways?
Yes and no. Like for me, it was never, so basically I went into it understanding that the previous photographer, I had no idea who they were, used his position with them to like leverage his own like clout, or like, you know, like with girls or whatever. And then also I kind of realized that in that space, but the value of Instagram photos and photographers is not really there. Mm-hmm. And so I went into it not like, here, I'm charging this because I know you make money. It was more of like, let's just shoot because we're like home. Like, you know, I genuinely like am chill with you guys. And then from there, it kind of grew into a place where it was like, I was doing my brand work on the side. So like I was self-sufficient. And then it was just like, when there were things that needed to be shot, I don't know, his manager was kind of like, he would look out for me. And if there's an option to include a photographer fee, you know,
he would pick it up.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. So I think that's kind of where like the root of it started, with like working together with YouTube stuff. And then I kind of got to like, not only was he like helping me like record it by like shooting all of it, like being the videographer, but he also like, I would, you know, not have, like, I just would be lacking like creative ideas. Mm-hmm. And he, like, I would go to him and he was just kind of like, try this. And I'm like, okay. So like, he helped a lot with like the creative side, which was nice. Like getting that other perspective is always nice. So then I started to kind of realize, I'm like, working with him so easy. And I was like, and he'd studied abroad, like in college. So he's like well traveled and all that stuff. So like when we started traveling, I was like, you want to come with? Cause like,
you need someone that can like navigate.
Yeah. Like
that
you
world.
Know your way around. And I'm like, I'm sure the brands will like tell you exactly where you need to be and where, but like when we have free time, like I don't just want to sit in my hotel. So I was like, he's always got fun, like spontaneous ideas. So like me, Vinny and my manager Maxwell are kind of like, we have a group chat called Travel Gang, and like, we just travel and like get work done. And then like, that's usually how it goes. Like we travel due to work and then either stay a day or two or have time in between where we get like our own content. And so it looks like I'm in Europe for months at a time. Like I'll be in LA and I'll have like weeks of content from Europe. Right, and that's how I like it. Cause like when I'm in LA, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Like pose next to Hollywood sign? Like I'm not as inspired as when I go to Europe. I'm just like, this is sick. Like, how do we capture this? How do we like, how do I get people to see it through my eyes in that sense? Like, you know, and so you can incorporate like the lifestyle fashion stuff with that. And so
right.
That's like where I feel most inspired. And like, that's where we have the most fun. Like when we just travel and just kick it.
Do you have a favorite place, Vinny, that you've been to with Noah?
I mean, it has to be Paris.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna
our
say
memories it, yeah. in Paris are crazy.
Like I think the craziest thing was too, is just like every time I go back, I mean, the city itself is stunning, but like the first time it was very much like the first week that France had opened up its borders. And it was just like a breath of fresh air in the sense of we're actually here and we were just doing fun stuff. Like we were on a boat on the Seine, like doing things that was that were really cool because of the opportunities that Noah like has gotten through social media, which I think makes it even more there's not more satisfaction, but it's cool to see like what we've kind of fostered, like, and you know, like our friendship that we had kind of allowed this opportunity to present itself. Like here we are across the world.
That's so sick.
I think the memories that we have in Paris are just like,
well, yeah, you've got to be sitting on like some cool story from like, I feel like Noah always holds like some crazy shit from his trips.
I genuinely, there's just so many, like, it's not even like crazy. It's
like,
more
have you
just
ever been
like,
shooting Noah and then like some crazy person like.
No.
Well, the fans there are like.
The fans are like, there was the one time. Best. Our first trip there was also crazy too, because it was like I said, like they hadn't seen a TikToker, like, because TikTokers weren't able to travel unless if they were a French TikToker.
And the first time I was in Paris was actually Larry and I.
Yeah, Larry was there too.
With Ami.
Larry, I remember, was knocked out half the trip, just tired. He was jet lagged the whole trip.
Yeah. He was beat.
But I remember peeking my head out of Noah's hotel room. They knew that I was traveling with Noah. And so they're like, oh my God. And then Noah pokes his head out. They start screaming and chanting, like 60 something people, like, no. And I was like, oh my God.
That's like the shit you see in like music documentaries.
It was pretty nuts. Like, especially because, I mean, I'm very hard on myself when it comes to like I'm always chasing that like rewarding feeling and like, do I deserve this? And like, I'm always asking myself, like, did I get this stuff handed to me? And I'm like, at the end of the day, like, I know I work hard. Like, that is not like a question. Like, I know personally, like, I work hard with what I do. It's just very different, you know, like growing up and playing soccer, like, it's just different kind of work as opposed to like now where everything, like, you're never off the clock. And, you know, when I have, like, I know I have videos that like the consumers can watch and like, I want them to be like comfort videos or just like just put a smile on people's faces. But it's like, it's different because, you know, personally, if I see a movie star or if I see a singer that I really like or, you know, an athlete, it's like, it's the traditional thing to be like, oh my God, like I love them because they're really good at the sport I play or because they're a singer and I love music. But it's like, it's weird to think because it's such like a new lane to go into is like, there's people that enjoy like my content because they want to be content creators themselves. Or it's like, it's just like it's weird because I sometimes ask myself, like, they'll be down there. It's like 2 a.m. and I'll hear like, Noah. And it's like,
oh my God.
Like, I just want to like go down there with like a pen and paper and be like, why? Like, why are you like, what? Like, what do you like
why
about
me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it sounds like, I don't want that to sound like pick me, but it's like genuinely, it's just like crazy. Like, that there are people that...
No, I feel like TikTokers are like the modern day like reality TV star that used to be like when people would see Kim K in like the 2000s or Paris Hilton, and they weren't on a TV show, they weren't acting, they weren't a musician, but like they knew fashion.
Right,
they
it's
knew
like, what are you a fan of at that point? It's just like, it's just crazy to think, like, not obviously like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian are like, they are icons, but like, like, I'm not. So it's like, it's crazy to think that, like, yeah. But that's kind of like the goal is like those people out there, like, I just want to like do things to kind of make them proud. So, like, in a few years, they could be like, oh, I like took a picture with him before he took off, like that kind of thing. So, yeah. But that's always fun. I think the memories that we have, like, the hospitality always that we get in Paris is like, like unparalleled.
Which is interesting because I feel like Paris is usually filled with a lot of angry people that hate Americans to leave.
But we've never experienced
that's
that.
Like, the thing is, like, maybe it's because we travel and we kind of immerse ourselves into the culture. Mm. Not to knock on like travelers and all that, but you can spot an American
tourist.
Like, especially, yeah, if they're walking around with a selfie stick or if they're wearing Under Armour t-shirts. Like, the European, like the French people don't do that. They dress. They all dress. Right. So, and I think that's like, Noah and I went through this phase of being like sneakerheads. Like, we were like, oh, like Jordans. And then we go to Paris and then it's like loafers or like just more casual. Like, they were on the New Balance wave like months before America was on the New Balance wave. And it was just like, you know, you see it and you're like, okay, like, thankfully we're not sticking out in a sense. So I don't think we've ever experienced that in that sense. Mm-hmm. But I do know that that's there. But the hospitality is like...
Like Americans have too. Like, just...
Yeah.
But no, I think another city that like we had our ups and downs in just because of like the comments and like the people like letting it get to us was like kind of intimidating. But like once we like dropped that and we're like, what, like, why are we like,
which country?
I think London.
It was London, England. And all the comments that they were like, oh, like,
are you trying to get
Yeah, they're like, hopefully you don't like, hopefully you don't run into any like Division 7 roadmen or like something like that, which is like gangs. And I'm like, I'm in central London. Like we were staying in like a nice ass area, and I was just like, I'm like not worried about that, but like, should I be? Like, I don't know. So like, I looked up like, where are the gangs in London? And I was like, let's not go there.
They're staying away from here.
And I'm like, so I was like kind of in my head.
Wait, was this
like,
before your soccer game too?
This was, yeah, we had went up time prior.
So I would think, I felt like your soccer game probably gave you like an in with London.
Yeah, you would think, you would think. So I haven't gone back to London since the soccer game, but that would be kind of cool to like go back and like.
Well, plus also you were in a bubble anyway, so you didn't really get to do.
Yeah, the second time I went to England, I like it was just training and the game, and then we left. But the first time we went with W Hotels, and again had a blast, and it was really fun. And we went to Winter Wonderland, and Winter Wonderland that was like
Winter Wonderland?
It's like the OC Fair. I don't know if you're familiar, or like the big county fair, or like a state fair, but London version
during winter time. Yeah. It was so fun, like genuinely so fun. And like, yeah, I had a blast. But
what's the worst country you guys have been to?
I don't think that I've kind of been like, I don't know. I've been pushing this on Noah, like not pushing it, but like I'm very much half glass full on everything. So it's like when we lost our luggage in Scotland, Noah, I was laughing. I'm here laughing. I lost my luggage too. So it's not like, like you lost your luggage. I was just like, the fact that this happens, and this was the first trip where it was just me and Noah. Maxwell was upset with us because we were supposed to go to Scotland and come back for like, what, like 9 days or 11 days?
No, like 5 days. Like literally there was a 5 day period.
Yeah. Because he had stuff to do in America, but I was like, I'm going to stay out here because we're going to be back in London. I'm going to go to Croatia and Italy. And then Noah's like, okay, I'm down. So Maxwell's kind of like upset with us because we're sending this trip like last minute, like not booking any hotels like in advance, whatever, doing what managers and like, you know, they kind of think about.
Yeah, a safety sort of thing. Like
right. And so
yeah, he's just looking out.
So of course, when we get to Scotland, the luggage is gone and I'm laughing. I'm like, of course, like the one time Maxwell's not here, like, we lose the luggage, but I'm also laughing because it's out of our control. And so like,
oh, totally.
When it comes to like a country, it's like, it's hard to see there. Like, it's hard to see something like, or be somewhere and say like, this sucks because I'm always trying to be like, I'm having a good time, or like, you know, if I'm not, then it's like, what can I do?
You're not in America. So it's like,
yeah, exactly.
You could be in the place that you've been in your whole life, right?
Well, Italy. Yeah. Like, it's hot. It's ridiculously hot. But like, as soon as you step out onto the street, it's like, is this a movie set? Like, or like, we're literally eating gelato at the Duomo, like
in Florence.
Yeah. It's like, you can't make that up. It's right. Like, is life like a green screen right now? Like, you know, even we're going on runs in the morning, it's like 90 something degrees, just absolutely humid. But it's also like you're running, your head's on a swivel because it's like,
yeah.
So
what's a country you guys haven't been to that you guys want to go to?
That's a no question.
Japan.
Ooh.
I want to go to Japan so bad. I want to go to Tokyo. Like,
do you have one, Vinny?
I've been there. Honestly, I would love to go to Egypt.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in Africa. But I definitely want to go to Asia. Like, I haven't gone to Asia yet. But there are...
You've been to Dubai?
No, I haven't yet. But I'm going to Qatar for the World Cup. Ooh. So that's exciting. But little teaser. There are works of like two or three different ways that I'll be out in Asia very soon, which is exciting. But that's also one of the reasons that I like to travel with Vinny or just do anything with Vinny, because he kind of keeps me sane, you know? Like, I am a person with a lot, like, probably no more than the average person, but, like, I, you know, always have a lot going on and always thinking, like, my head's always full of stuff, like, thinking of creative things to do or just, like, personal things that I have to deal with. And it's, like, it's not an excuse, but I don't get triggered easily. It's more of just, like, I try my best to, like, see the light in bad situations. But he genuinely just doesn't have like a, he doesn't have like, I don't know the word. It's
like a negative.
Yeah, it doesn't have like attitude. A negative bone in his body where it's like we could literally get robbed and he would be like, at least we're in Italy. It's like, no, like we just got robbed. And it's like, I mean,
knocking with that never happened.
Yeah, right. For real. But yeah, like when we lost our luggage, it comes to a point where you have to laugh about it because I'm working on it myself about like you can't let things out of your control ruin your day.
Right.
Like you control the things you can control, mm-hmm. but it's just annoying when things out of your control don't go like,
right.
It's like, I'm literally doing everything like in my control to be the best I can. It's just annoying. Like it's just such a nuisance that like something out of my control is messing up my day. And it's like, I can't get mad at it, but you could also just, it's just so frustrating.
It's a good learning lesson. And
definitely.
Like, I'm definitely with you. Like I'm always trying to like stay on the positive side of things. Yeah. Like, you can't control it. So
yeah.
Why
we literally, we went to Scotland and it was a long trip. So I had checked two bags and he had checked one.
One, yeah.
All of our checked bags were still in New York at
the
time.
Was this when everyone was losing their luggage?
Yeah. Because this was the start of summer at this point, like early June. And
I guess.
So are you at the airport when you find out, okay, your luggage is not here?
Yeah, we sit at baggage claim. The bags go by and it's just like.
Was anyone else around you like, where the fuck is my bag?
I don't understand.
Like six people.
If that.
Yeah. Also, his bags have priority tags.
Not that it matters.
Like, I think it would.
Exactly. The thing that's just annoying is like, I literally, every time like I'm at the check-in, I give them my bag, they put the tag on. I stand there and wait until they put it on the belt and I see it go in. Cause I'm like, I don't want them to just like, I'm just paranoid about it now because never in my life have I ever lost luggage.
We gotta put Apple tags on all of them.
I know. But literally I wait for it to go on the belt and I'm like, okay, that is making it out to the plane. Take it, put it on the plane. Like it's not, like I don't understand where it gets lost. And so,
which is so funny because like, have you seen the insides? Once it goes through that door and it starts to make it its way to your plane, have you seen that, like what it looks like?
It's probably insane.
The journey it goes on. And wasn't it in a Toy Story movie? When the luggage is going to the plane? Yeah, it's just like it goes on such a roller coaster, like goes past all
I guess.
When you see it, it looks like the type of place that it has to get lost.
Yeah.
But it's like a mail sorting sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, so, okay. But that was the thing. I was like, okay, lost both my bags in Scotland. Like, now what? Luckily, I'm here with Boss to shoot a campaign. So, like, it's a win-win because I get free Boss clothes and they get me wearing Boss the whole time.
Did they hook it up for you, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was sick. So, like, we were just decked out in Boss the whole time. Got some content out of it. Like, got extra stuff on top of, like, what I was supposed to post. And so, kind of worked out. And I was like, okay, as we're leaving Scotland, we go to the we go to the airport because at the time, we are going to Florence. We're going to Italy. And as we get to the airport, we had a guy from Boss helping us, like, contact someone at the airport. He knew a guy at the airport. And this guy at the airport, literally as we pull up in our car, he's there with all of our luggage. And I was like,
it's one of those, like,
wow. Like, I was so happy. And then little do we know, we make it through. I'm like so stoked. And then get on our plane to Florence. And then we get to Florence.
Florence was fine. That was fine. We had everything there. It was from Florence to, or from Rome to Croatia that you lost it again. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. One of the other.
You lost it again. Basically.
I lost my luggage
again. One of two. Yeah.
One of two. So I was just like, but that one of two happened to be like the clothes that I wore in Florence was the bag that made it to Croatia.
Shit that you didn't want to have to wear again.
So I had to rewear. Yeah. And I was just like, not that it's like, oh my God, like a first world problem, but
it is a problem.
as a content creator, it's like, I don't want to take the same. So I had to kind of like make do with what I had. But yeah, everything worked out at the end. So it's like, I guess the stress wasn't worth it. But at the same time, it's just like, look, I'm doing my part. Like, universe, just help me out. Like, just get my bags where they need to be. Like, it's just like,
it's a nuisance.
Little inconveniences that just are just, ugh. But
it's pretty crazy that that's like a big problem.
Wait, I'm seeing this quite. What's something about Noah a lot of people don't know or get to see?
Oh, that's a good one. Vinny knows some shit. That reaction.
No, I mean, we've been watching the show. It's called The Boys.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You guys finished with it?
Yeah, we just finished last night. Season three.
We ripped through it.
Who is your favorite character?
Oof. That's hard. I feel like, what's his name? The one with Starlight?
Oh.
Fuck, I'm forgetting his name.
Huey.
Huey.
You like Huey?
You like Huey?
They're all assholes. Like, I don't like Butcher. I don't like Homelander. The Deep is an idiot.
The Deep.
I think, like, I'll let
Wait,
Noah...
where are you going with this?
Noah just, like, he likes your unconventional characters, I guess.
Oh, God.
I love, like...
Who is your favorite?
I love, like, the characters that make the show good. Like, as much as we all hate Homelander, like... He is icon. Like, oh, he makes the show.
It's because he like to.
Like,
to
I like Thanos. And like, I love Thanos. He makes it so interesting. Like, what if we didn't have Thanos? Like, what? It's just happy days. Like, I like characters that spice up. And it's just fun. Like, and when everyone in the. Like, everyone that's in the room watching.
Markel is with us.
Is,
and
like,
my friend
rooting
Claire,
for the good guys. I'm like, hell yeah, Homelander icon king. Like, I'm just like.
It's not like.
It's fun playing the devil's advocate.
Well, the voice is hard too because you have in the third season, Soldier Boy is like another villain.
Right.
I wasn't as big on him. He was just kind of annoying
at
some point. Like, Homelander just like. His mannerism, it's just so funny
it's like,
to me. It,
obviously, like, not his messaging, but just, like, him, like, the way that he is as a character in that. Yeah, like, you're sitting there, Noah's like, oh, I love him. And we're just like
what an actor. Like, dude, what an actor. He's going to win so many awards, and, like, as he should. Like, he played that role. Like, I have so much, like, respect in that case.
Role.
But I don't want people taking this out of context and being like, God, Noah loves Homelander. Like,
Andrew Tate.
He's like, sick. I can agree with you on that for sure.
Like,
yeah,
I don't agree with his moral.
Wait, let's explain what The Boys, like just a simple synopsis of what The Boys is.
All right, The Boys is a show on Amazon Prime that is basically the, like, if you take Marvel and add, like, politics and, like, real world situations.
Yeah.
Like, this is what The Boys... It's kind of like Deadpool. Like, the tone of Deadpool in terms of, like, being a superhero, but also, like, not being, like, always so super.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the reality of, like, there are humans in the world, but there are also superheroes. And that itself right there is, like, a competing, like, market. Right. And so it's just... It's gory. It's brutal. It's funny. Yeah. It's dramatic.
You said it best. It's definitely, like, the most realistic... depiction of superheroes I've ever
seen. Like, if superheroes literally, like, it wouldn't be all
the fame and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
like, they would be famous, and it would be like, you'd almost, some people would probably, like, despise them because they're just, like, think they're better than everyone. And, like, what is stopping Homelander from literally just taking over the world? Like, it's like, it's just ego that's his weakness. But I think, like, yeah, people can make the argument, like, oh my God, like, Noah likes Homelander, red flag. And it's like,
that's funny, what he adds to the show. Yeah.
Like, just, people are probably like, oh my God, he loves Andrew Tate,
it's
too.
Just, and it's like, four of us watching it. And Noah's just like, we're all like, gosh, Homelander. And then Noah's just like, yes.
Yeah, like, every time, like there was one scene where, like, it's a vision that Homelander has. Like, he's at, like, this rally, and everyone starts, like, cheering against him. They're like, F you, Homelander, like, all that stuff, because he had just gotten caught in, like, some lie.
Snaps.
And then he literally had, like, it's like one of those things where it was, like, not a vision. It was more of, like...
a daydream sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. And it was just, like, he snapped and just, like, used his eye lasers and just scorched everyone. And I was like, that was so sick. And then it, like, snaps, and it was just, like... it was just a vision. And it was just like, they're all like, oh my God. I'm like, let's go. Like, honestly,
dude,
about
the show's
time.
So good. It's so graphic.
Yeah. It's so good. But it's just funny. Like,
that's really it. Maybe it was just like a very time relevant sort of, like, you see Noah. Cause I feel like Noah is just like Noah. Like, if you watch YouTube Noah, it's the same. It's not like...
Yeah, like, a lot of influencers will put on this, like, face for YouTube and for their socials, but when you're really talking to them, they're completely different.
Yeah, I try to be as authentic as possible, but obviously, like, there are some things on the internet that, like, I'm not going to pour everything out onto the internet. So, obviously, living with Vinny for the past year and a half, pretty much, like, he's seen sides of me that's, like, you know, like, there are some, like, inside jokes that we have that, like, probably not going to put on the internet just because it's just, like... there's a reason that it's inside.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like,
right.
I don't know. Like, for the most part, I think, like, yeah, like, what the YouTube,
what
Noah
you see is what
is,
you get.
Yeah.
Okay. What's something about Vinny that a lot of people don't know?
Something about Vinny a lot of people don't know. I feel like from Vinny's content, you can just, like, you can catch his, like, everyone that, every time I go to an event and I take Vin with me, like, everyone's always like, dude, Vinny's just so chill. Like, he's just so cool. And I'm like, yeah, he's just, like, just a vibe guy. Like, he's literally just there for the vibes and just, like, keeps everyone level. And I'm trying to think.
There was a point in time when, like, my Instagram handle was Vinny Got Heat. And yeah. Everyone was like, oh, I thought it was Vinny the Goat.
Yeah, it's like a Mandela effect. I kid you not. Yeah. Like, I thought it was Vinny the Goat when I first met him.
Yeah, and so everyone, like, I don't know if people, like, were like, okay, this kid's calling himself the Goat. Like, he must be, like, conceited.
I
hope not, but, like, I know for a fact that, like, whenever someone comes up
across
to me,
like, mind.
I'm like, oh, no, it's Vinny.
Forget about that.
Yeah.
Vinny's a DJ. Not many people know that, but Vinny, Vinny's nice on the...
What the?
On the...
Just curate the vibe.
Don't even know
what
it's called.
Yeah.
Are we talking, like, just mixing songs?
Or I mean, check him out on Spotify. I produce, too. Like, it's just more for fun. I like doing things for fun that, like... It's like, for example, like, taking photos. Like, I see something... And it's bad because we're traveling. I'm like, oh, that looks sick. But, like, half the time I don't take out my camera. I think I'm the worst photographer when it comes to actually taking photos. Because, like, if it's, like, not intentional, I'm like, why? But then I'll take it on iPhone when it's, like, I could take it on my film camera. Or I could take it on this. And then it's just, like.
Yeah.
Or if he sees something, instead of him getting, like, the shot for himself, he's always like, no, go in front of there.
Yeah.
And it's, like. It's respect because it's, like, yeah. All right. No, but
that's a good person to have around.
Yeah, you. Definitely. Yeah. But it's not like, I don't know, I kind of always find myself, like, I have a pretty, like, small circle in terms of people that, like, I, you know, will tell anything to or just, like, open up to them about anything. But, like, Vinny's one of those guys where, like, he's not a yes man, you know? Like, I feel like a lot of people kind of surround themselves with people that are just like, bro, do it, like, sick idea. Like, I'll tell Vinny something, he'll be like, nah, like, do it this way. And I'll be like, oh, okay, bet. And I'll take it into consideration and I'll do it that way. And it turns out it's way better. And so it's like, that's kind of like when I first started working with him, like he's able to give like that give back. And I like that. And I don't like people, like if I have a shit, like sometimes there was one time, like when I first started working with him, I gave him kind of like a shit idea. And I was like, yo, what do you think about if I did this? And he was like, what? And it was kind of just like a test. It was kind of like a test. I was like, what is he going to say to this? Because like, there are some people that be like, bro, so sick. You're the man. And it's like, ew. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah. We don't want the deep.
No. The deep to the homelander is so funny. But no, so I think the DJ thing, and I think like,
I'm not like really like online.
Either. Yeah. Like, I feel like if Vinny were to make a YouTube, it'd be the same thing as me in terms of like, what you see is what you get. Like, yeah. I feel like you wouldn't put on this facade.
Are you trying to like go anywhere with the DJing stuff?
That's more like... Honestly, it's more just for fun. Me and a few buddies and I, we kind of just do this thing where we throw events and then, you know, we just DJ. Just
love it.
It's better than going to the bar and like being with random people. It's like, why not? It's called All My Friends.
And so listening to top 40 music.
Exactly. You know, we just curate the vibes, just have a good time.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of me is like, I would love to, but also part of me is like, that route is like kind of played out and it's like, you know, I don't ever want to like leverage anything to like give myself that opportunity. But if I want to do something, I want to do it like
100%.
Yeah, 100%. And like from the ground up.
Yeah. And you put all your time into it.
Yeah.
We got a little game for you guys today. Something that is kind of unlike anything we've done. We got a new host, so
we're switching it up.
Do you have like?
I got categories.
Okay.
I got good ones.
This is called a shocktato. For those confused,
hold it up.
I am as well. It is a potato that I guess shocks. It has these metal plates around it and.
So basically, like, the boys are going to go back and I'm going to give them a category and they're going to go back and forth
like hot
potato. They're going to list things from this category. If one of them repeats something that's already been said or one of them can't say anything, the potato actually has a timer on it. So it's going to be like, I actually don't know how long, but like, right. I think it always changes. So it will run out after a certain period. So you either don't want to be the last one to have it in your hands or you
just happen to have it.
Or no, if you repeat something that, like, say Vinny said, then you have to hold on to it.
But what if we're just going and we're both just killing it, and it's just we've just been gone for so long.
Someone's gonna get shocked.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
So it's not always a bad thing.
Right. How do we turn it back on again?
All right. So there are three settings. There is a normal, lame, and extreme.
We're starting on extreme.
Do we start on lame and work our way up?
We're gonna start on lame. Yeah. We're gonna start on lame. I'm genuinely a little scared. Like when I said,
we've gotten shocked before,
but not by a shocktato.
We've sat in like one of those. Halloween things.
13th Thor?
Yeah.
Or 21. We've experienced some bad shocks in our life, but like straight hand, like I am very like intrigued on how this is going to feel. Like, you know, like those gum things that you pull and it's like,
yeah, we'll see. I forgot about those.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to test it before. So these are all genuine first reactions. Take. I'm a little like, it says lame. So I'm just like, how bad can it be? But I'm still like, I don't know what to expect.
These are going to make great TikTok moments.
All right, I'm stoked.
No, also, this shock, that one that you guys experienced at that haunted house, way more extreme than this.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Just
like,
not
even
dope.
Extreme on this.
Like, I've seen people cry, like, coming out of that thing. Yeah. So. And we're in business.
And okay, just, and then you just press start.
Right now?
But no. I'm going to give you a category first.
How are we doing? Are we just, like, handing it back? Yes. Or, like, tossing it?
Okay. No. Hand it back and forth.
Yeah, we can do
okay.
I think we should start off a little easy, but fun. So let's start with rappers.
Oh, we got this.
Okay, but it's like this factor is kind of like we play a game at our house that's something like this, where it's like just like a category
game. You go
game,
around the table,
and it's like obviously you don't have the pressure of getting shot.
Is there any punishment though if you don't get it?
You just take away a card. Yeah. And like you okay, like, okay. Okay.
Oh, this is extreme then. I like this. Okay.
Rappers. Okay, here we go. Let's start. Drake.
Meek Mill.
Kanye West.
Lil Baby.
Jack Harlow.
Lil Nas X.
Gunna.
Young Thug.
Young Nudie.
21 Savage.
Did you feel it?
I didn't feel
shit.
Were
you holding? You're holding it too?
He's holding it,
I think so. I didn't feel anything.
I guess lame is just lame.
Okay, so let's move up to normal then.
You think?
I think so.
Should we skip?
You definitely felt something.
Should we skip? We should just skip. Should we skip straight to extreme?
It's up to you guys.
Up to you. Watch it be me. We'll do normal.
No, do normal.
Let's do normal.
Okay. What's the next category?
Okay, next one is...
Okay, good first round. Good little warm-up round.
Yep. Next one is holidays.
Ugh. Okay. Christmas.
New Year's.
Valentine's Day.
President's Day.
Halloween.
Groundhog's Day.
Martin Luther King Day.
4th of July.
That's a good one. Easter.
Father's Day.
Mother's Day.
Oh, I felt that. Ooh, it feels weird.
Does it hurt?
It's like, it's a weird tingle. It's like not.
Oh, I hate that.
It's not satisfying at all, but it's like.
Not awful.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's stay in normal for like.
Yeah, because I need
one, two more rounds. Yep. All
right, okay.
And guys, I don't see any comments being like, these guys are dumb. This is like high stakes.
We were playing. That was like, I think both rounds have been pretty snappy.
That was pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are high stakes, guys. Like, when you have the pressure of. And, we have three cameras on us, plus a shocktato.
And knowing that the shocktato is about to go off in any second, right. Kind of like...
Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, I got the next one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Just start.
Basketball teams.
Lakers.
Suns.
Clippers.
Knicks.
National... Or Wizards.
Kings. Oh!
Oh, shit.
Ow. It was more like...
It was that was a quick one.
I said
one.
Kings, and then like as it was going off my finger, I just wasn't expecting it. Ooh, okay.
He's like, oh, shit.
My finger ate all of that. Yeah. It was out of my hand already, and then all of a sudden my finger just got caught.
Oh, no.
That was a great reaction.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Wow.
That was We're too up. Good.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's like...
It sucks that,
I
like...
I kind of think you, when you caught it, you were catching the end of the zap, almost. Because, like, when I did it, normal did, like, it...
I caught all of the normal, but it was just, like, all... It was, like, thrown throughout my hand.
I just jumped my pinky. Yeah. My poor pinky's, like, shaking.
Yeah.
My poor pinky's just...
Okay, I have a good one.
That was quick. Like, that's the hardest part is not knowing when it's going on. Because it's like one thing if like you re-say it or like you run out of things and you're just like, I don't know, like I'll take it. Like you're prepared for it. But like when you're like thinking and then out of nowhere, it's like, ah.
It's honestly good that you don't know when it's coming, you know?
I guess. Okay.
All right. Next one is action movies.
Oof. Okay. Transformers.
Top Gun.
Fast and Furious 1.
Mission Impossible.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Mission Impossible 2.
Jason Bourne.
James Bond.
James Bond Skyfall.
Reacher. Jack Reacher or whatever.
Fuck. Why can I think? I couldn't think.
Did you feel that one?
I felt that one.
When it's calm, it's easier.
There's a lot there. Hunger Games.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, I can't.
Yeah. We were very much in this category of like the Jason Bourne, like James Bond.
The ones have sequels. Those
big explosions. Yep. Yeah. Franchise movies.
That was good. There were some ones I have kind of sucked. Should we go to Extreme?
We should.
I think we should move to Extreme. Do two more rounds.
Two more.
Okay, we'll do it.
Fucking hell.
Oh, restaurant chains.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Like fast food?
Anything. Fast food, fancy food. If it's a chain, it works.
More than one location, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. This one better go for a while. There's so many.
Okay, here we go. Nobu.
Oh.
Fuck, just happened.
Oh, yeah, no, keep holding it. It just doesn't have the sound.
Nobu.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
Chick-fil-A.
Taco Bell.
Del Taco.
Wendy's.
Whataburger.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, Famous Dave's.
that was
kind of a cheap one. That was my bad.
Ow!
Did that hurt? That one hurt?
You like feel it in your nerves. It just goes right to it.
Oh no.
Like an electric shock.
Oh,
that was a bad toss on my part. No. I'd take.
It was also just, we started, because there's no
song. You guys are moving fast.
No, yeah, we were going, the beginning, like, I didn't know if it started, and I feel like I would
always just, like, throw it before saying it, just, you know?
Like, toss it, especially like, way up in the air.
Like, when you feel like it's gonna just,
Chick-fil-A.
Just blows up, imagine.
You just, like, try to catch it, you're just like, oops.
Oh, I did see that, a lot of that in the videos I would watch of it.
Like, people would purposely drop it?
Yeah.
Rats.
Fashion houses.
Oh, Noah's gonna rock me on this one, but...
Maybe that's good. You've gotten more shocks.
Yeah. I know, but like, I want to give it a fair, like.
I mean, I feel like I know enough to get by on this. Like,
yeah, there's so many.
Yeah.
Honestly, we can include the like. We should just say fashion brands, because then you could do like brands. Nike, Adidas.
Okay, but we could like elevate it. We could do a threshold where like the Nike and the Adidas like aren't included. That way, it's a little bit more. I feel like yeah.
Okay, so it would be like a Zara Forever 21 be included in that? No. So it's like nicer brands.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. All right. We're going to do basically fashion houses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Fashion houses.
Fuck.
Yeezy.
Amelie Dior.
Ami.
Louis Vuitton.
Kith.
Dior.
Noah.
Hermes.
Oh!
That was genuine. That was so genius.
That I had to toss it. That was like,
you caught that one, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, that one totally could have kept going too.
We were on that one. That was a good.
Oh, so many God. Left.
I had like three just know, like yeah. banged in my head.
Yep. Like Mew Glare.
You guys are gonna have to run this with Larry. I think
we have to. We have to. Larry would be good.
I've been nervous. He's gonna be like, no fucking way. I don't want to get fucking shocked. You'll make him.
That's the thing. I'll put it on extreme so the music's not going, and then I'll start it. And I'll just like, as we're talking, just like put it on his leg.
We just can't explain to him that.
No,
like,
tell him we're starting on.
And I'll literally just start it and be like, okay, I haven't. It's off right now. And then just like explain the game to him while he's holding it.
If he asks, like, does it shock a lot? We should just lie and say no.
Yeah, no, it's literally. We should do that. All right, first question. We're moving on from the Shocktato and just doing just random questions, because these are like some of my favorite things. If you could live inside the world of any painting for 24 hours, which would it be and why? Are you like, what's your painting intellect like?
I mean, I don't know if I can, like, I can't name because I definitely, there's like, I wouldn't want to be in the Mona Lisa. Like no, yeah. That's just like that.
Hey, Mona, she's just such an RBF. Just an RBF. Like.
But maybe like, I think I've seen the ones of like, the Greeks at like the long table, like, you know?
Ah, dope.
Like the Last Supper.
Yeah, the Last Supper type thing, chill with the boys and stuff, like, boys.
Exactly. Just getting after it, all white, you know?
That'd be sick.
Immediately, I just think it would be like, just because it was like the second painting to come to mind, but like living in like a, pretty sure it's Van Gogh, the Starry Night.
That is
kind of cool. Yeah, like, it would just be cool. Like, what would you look like in that case? Or like,
or even just like, the, like a the Keith Haring painting. Not too familiar. You're gonna have to pull that up for me.
Keith Haring?
Yeah.
The handsome Squidward. Like, it would be kind of fun to like,
like, yeah, that looks like you're on like some sort of psychedelic trip.
But no, I definitely like where you're going with the Last Supper is really cool. That like looks like a vibe, I guess.
That's a vibe.
Describe this one.
This is I've seen this painting before in art class.
Like Bridgerton meets like it's like Bridgerton vibes.
Yeah, it looks like. And it's just a bunch of people at a park.
Yeah, I forget what it's definitely called, something about a park.
I know.
Yeah, that one's.
Nighthawk's so nice. Diner, Edward Hopper. This is the painting I would live in.
That's a vibe.
Just like moody. They're at a diner, nighttime.
And that time, whatever, not time, but like 40s. The era. Yeah.
What? Okay. Same question. Like, if you could live in any movie, what would it be and why? This is a tough one. Like, there's so many ways to go on this one.
For the sake of them being like, whoa, Inception and Tenet. Like the idea of like the backwards whatever thing and then being able to go to the future.
Right.
Like of Tenet and rewriting the past to turn it into the future in Tenet is really cool. But I guess that, and then being the whole Inception thing of being in someone's dream to like alter their realities
is, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
I would trip out if I saw like the buildings go over like they do in Inception.
Oh, I know.
When they just like curl up.
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm trying to be like really outside the box at this one because. Because there are movies that, like, off the top of my head, I'd be like, that'd be cool. But, like, I don't know if it would be the movie, you know? Yeah, like, I'm trying.
Like, bend it like Beckham?
No, not like that. There's a... I just had one on
maybe
top of my
head. Maybe Angel in the Outfield could be cool, too. Ooh. That's, like, a more fun one.
Yeah.
Or, yeah,
because it's like, you got to consider, like, the characters you're going to be surrounded by.
Right. Like, imagine, like, being in the Hunger Games.
Or, like, Mean Girls.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Any Wes Anderson movie? Have you seen any Wes Anderson movie?
You have to name
wait,
off top.
Low key, like a great, like Great Gatsby. That'd be dope to be in that.
Cool, yeah.
Or like some kind of like I know it's not like, imagine being in Peaky Blinders. Just because I'm on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wes Anderson did.
He's with Timothy right there.
He did Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, just weird ones.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Okay, and I haven't seen Grand Budapest, but.
Oh yeah, all these movies, Royal Tenenbaums. If you haven't seen any of these,
I mean, I have some homework, I guess. I haven't really watched many of these.
Are these
Christopher Nolan's one of my favorite directors, but this guy beats him.
Really?
It's the most insane production design.
I've heard like only the best about Wes Anderson.
Yeah, all these are insane.
Oh, we kind of disregard it. Like, what about like any Marvel movie? I think that'd be kind of cool.
Feels like such a cliche.
I know, but like it would be cool. But
like WandaVision.
What about like Real Steel? That'd be dope.
Real Steel.
Have you seen that? Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
Hugh Jackman?
What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real Steel. It's like where they instead of having boxes, like they have rope and like people can control. I don't know. It's hard to.
No. I was thinking about Transformers. Like, imagine if you lived in like the Transformers world.
Right.
This is kind of like that. Or like, did you guys ever see Zathura?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Is it the game board, right?
Yeah.
Jumanji.
Some shit like that. Let's do another fun question.
All right. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, your future, or anything else, what would you want to know? So you get one answer to any of the. Mm-hmm. You get one answer.
Like how. You could ask, like,
how am I
going to die? Yeah.
Don't want to know.
Hmm.
Damn, that's deep. I feel like. You could go so many routes with this. I feel like just with any
there's
of
a lot
questions.
Of things that like I don't want to know, not for any like negative reason, but just for like for it to be in the back of my head, like
the that,
Yeah.
The, right. Like, is that going to change the course of
like my thought process, right, on the entire, my entire existence?
Yeah. Is there anything from your past that you want to know?
I feel like for yourself, it's like you could ask, like, what is it that I need to do to, like, fix whatever problems I have in my life?
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. Yeah, you that know? Like, I mean, not to, like, bite off your response, but if I were to know or learn of something that I could fix or improve to, like, change the course of my life to be more successful or happy, anything like that, I think that's...
Yeah, yeah. Who wouldn't take that?
But that's also, like, the easy answer, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that regards, like...
Oh, you should do, I'm cutting you off, but you should do, like, would I have gone pro? Yeah. Like, where would I have gone
nah,
pro?
Nah, hell no, I don't want to know that. Because imagine it's like, you'd be up for the Ballon d'Or this year. It's like,
it's not, be cool not the to, case. Cool but like, know, though.
It'd be cool to know. Like, if I continued on that track.
Yeah.
But
or like you asked, what do I need to do to end up on the team of my dreams?
Oh, that takes a lot. I think he knows what he, like, yeah.
There's no... special formula there. It's just hard work. But I feel like on this question, I would do something regarding like how do I maximize my like happiness?
Yeah.
Like that sounds so cliche, but it's like, I don't know.
You're winning from it.
More than anything in life, like I just want to be happy. Like,
yeah.
And if there's an answer with that, like I'll take it. Vinny, if you could win any game show of your choosing, which would you want an automatic win for?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I feel like you got to go for one of those that like is going to give you $1 million.
Is it a show that you're going to get a financial gain or is it just something you can go the rest of your life saying, I won this?
Well, because like, right. You could think that way.
Low key survivor.
I'm thinking money, but then also like, what if you want to love?
Knowledge too.
What about Survivor? Like, you get the money and it's just bragging rights.
Like, well, what about Love Island? You get a relationship and money.
I don't want a relationship in Love Island. That is the last place I'm searching for a relationship is on Love Island.
Like,
can't trap me in a place with 20 other people and being like, one of these is your soulmate.
You know what
it's
else?
It's a great show. Don't, if anyone knows me, like I love Love Island. It's just funny.
Ninja Warrior would also be fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. What do you win on that?
I don't know.
Some kind of money.
But you're also at that point, you're jacked.
You're a Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
I'm going Survivor 100%. Like that's such a flex and you get $1 million.
Okay. Well, I guess mine is... Like, I would love your opinion on it. It's either, obviously, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Wipeout would be fun. Not Wheel of Fortune. What is the... I'm forgetting.
The Price is Right?
No, it's what is... And then they have... There are all three of them. They have to write down the right word. Or so whatever for 200.
Why am I... Oh, Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a... Because, like, those have pool, like, and you're...
Oh, yeah, you can keep, if you win one game,
you keep going
to the next one. You could win millions.
Yeah. And you, at that point, you just have superior knowledge of.
Right. You know everything.
Maybe it's like random facts, but it could be just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I'm still going Survivor. Do you guys, I think that's the biggest flex. Like winning Survivor, like you're the ultimate like.
So have you heard of Big Brother?
Yeah.
You know Big Brother?
Yeah.
I know they're like brother, sister to Survivor. That's a game show I grew up watching.
That's a good one as well. But
it's like trapped on an island. With the same people or trapped on a house.
I would take the island just because it kind of
forces you to be out of comfort.
Yeah, like you're overcoming so many different things on Survivor. Like you have to, like one, I guess you have to be able to deal with people. You have to like not be too good at like the challenges where you become like a threat, but like also just. I don't know. There's
and so, mentally too.
Like, exactly. There's so many things that go into Survivor. Yeah. Like if you win Survivor, like if like that's so much respect for that person.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, but which game show could you win without an automatic win based purely on your own skills?
The Amazing Race.
Oh.
Which one's The Amazing Race?
That'd be sick. It's where they're partnered up and they go around the whole world.
So like you and I could be partners, but like it's a lot of times it's brothers or like couples.
Yeah,
you have to like get clues. You figure out like, and then you have to find the next clue, and then
it's a big game.
But it's leading you to different countries.
It's like, a big treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Around the whole world.
Yeah. Wait, what the? That's crazy.
Yeah,
I used to love watching that show.
That show's insane.
Based on my,
I think I could win that too.
I don't think I'm in
good enough shape to win American Ninja Warrior, but I do think I'm in good enough shape to win Wipeout.
Yeah.
To be fair. Yeah, yeah. It's just like, you could be the most in shape person, but all it takes is one like beam hitting you at the wrong second. So like Wipeout is like, because I've seen some people that have won Wipeout and they're not like exactly in, like the most amazing shape.
Coordinated. Yeah.
It's just like.
Yeah, that shit is crazy when you see that.
What's that?
It's crazy when you see that. Like someone win Wipeout, you're like, wait, what the fuck? I could have won.
How
this.
Did you win? It's just like the other people just did it.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like game shows that require like knowledge. Like I'm pretty like. Good with just like random facts. Like I love just like learning like little things. That's whether talking to people or just like not knowing the answer to something. I always just like look it up.
Yeah.
But in terms of like,
you guys could win Family Feud. I think.
My family.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my family's pretty smart. I got a family of teachers and educators.
Have you guys been on Family Feud yet?
No.
You should do that. Yeah. That'd be sick.
You guys could fun. Totally get on too. I put too many words in it.
If you had the same song to start to play around you whenever you accomplish something for the rest of your life, what song would you choose? And when I say play around you, I mean everyone and you is going to hear it. Imagine having floating speakers that appear whenever you accomplish something. Like, what's just like
there's
your,
no escaping the song like when you accomplish something.
Song. Like,
yeah.
But describe something like accomplished. Because I could do something as like fill up my gas and then all of a sudden like... So, speakers come out of nowhere.
Yeah, maybe not like a compass like that. I think more like you uploaded a YouTube video, like something that's going to benefit you. That is a big accomplishment.
It could be so troll.
Or like you finished your soccer game.
Are you
and you're in the locker room. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically just like your hype song.
Or you like shoot a celebrity you've never shot before, you know.
Oh, I know. I know.
You just popped a celebrity. Let's go.
I know what song I'm doing.
Yeah, what song?
Apostapa by YB and Namir.
Oh, shit.
you have to admit, that'd be hard.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you do something, I keep it rocking.
Honestly, hearing you say that, I feel like Baby Keem by Baby Keem.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good, sick. Too.
Baby Keem would be a sick one. I kind of want like something like... Like, I want, like, Elton John to just be blaring when I do something sick. Like, imagine.
Yeah.
Or, like, someone with just, like, a strong voice. Just, like, a Mariah Carey just...
Like, Benny and the Jets.
Belching, you know?
Two completely different
things. Yeah, there's so many ways to go. If you got stuck in an elevator for 24 hours with one of your friends, who would you want it to be stuck with?
Who would you not want to?
Oh, not want to be. Oh, God. That changes it completely. That's what I'm like. I was like, honestly, probably Ben.
This is so sweet.
You keep, like, you keep me calm.
Let's see who you would and maybe would not.
Who I wouldn't, like, just completely, like, describing someone that I would not want. Like, I feel like there's so many characteristics of someone that would just not be good to be in, like, an elevator with. Like, someone who's, like...
hyperactive.
Yeah, and like super anxious. It's like, not the time for this. Like, we need to... Is there a possible way to get out? Like, is it like, do I want someone that's like good problem solving?
Or is it a challenge?
Or is it literally like you just walked in there?
You get out after 24 hours.
Oh, da-da-da. I forgot about that.
So like, you just have to rough it out for 24 hours.
For 24 hours. Who could I stand just being with?
No, who would you not want to be?
Yeah, but...
Let's do both. Yeah, I want to hear both.
Okay, not first. Who would you not want to be with 24 hours just... I could just say a random name.
I feel
like that's someone that I feel like that would be annoying, but like I don't
love him. He knows I love him, but Maxwell, he's too anxious.
Oh, Noah's manager.
My manager.
You have to admit, like the way we travel together,
he'd be doing emails.
But like, what if he doesn't have service? He's just like
right.
He
service.
And Maxwell I always take naps. He can't nap, so I would just be sleeping. Maxwell would just be. Like, he needs something. Like, so that's
wow. A good one. Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, then I guess I would want someone that can sleep. If Larry was here, he'd be like, I'd be fucking for 24 hours. I like, as much as I love random questions, I suck at them just because I think way too deep about it. And I'm like,
could you be stuck in an elevator for 24 hours with Bryce?
Oh, not. But,
Tyler?
He'd be funny. For the sake of it, like, Larry would get so annoying.
I'm like shocked that wasn't your first answer.
I know, but it was like, it's such a basic answer. Like, because I know one, Larry could take it, like, if I said his name. I don't want to say someone that, like, text me after this podcast and be like, hey,
what
like,
the, you what can't? The fuck? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like even Larry knows he would not want to be stuck in a fucking elevator for 24 hours.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, that was it for this episode. Vinny, thank you so much for stepping in. Honestly,
should we replace Larry with Vinny?
Should this be a permanent replacement for Larry? Even though we are in Larry's house right now recording. I know, right? We'll just be like, hey, don't mind us. We're just going to report the podcast that you got kicked off. But no, thank you for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
If you guys like this episode, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. Like it. Comment. One, answer that first question. Like, Larry or Vin? And then also comment. What should they comment? Something random. Comment whatever. Yeah. And subscribe and turn those post notifications on. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.